This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Save on appliances at the Home Depot with up to $1,000 off, plus up to an extra $500 off select appliances like Whirlpool that can keep up with your busy routine. The Home Depot has Whirlpool laundry appliances with Fan Fresh. This feature fans and tumbles your laundry after it's done to help keep your clothes fresh until you're ready to grab them. Shop now and get up to $1,000 off, plus free delivery on select appliances at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $999 or more. Offer valid January 8th through the 28th. U.S. only. See store online for details.
Introducing Family Freedom from T-Mobile. We'll pay off four phones up to $3,200 and give you four free phones, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit your local T-Mobile location or learn more at T-Mobile.com/Family Freedom. Up to $800 per line via virtual prepaid card. Typically takes 15 days. Free phones via 24 monthly bill credits with finance agreement, e.g. Apple iPhone 16 128GB, $829.99. Eligible trade-in, e.g. iPhone 11 Pro, for well-qualified. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact T-Mobile.
Support for the show comes from Public, the investing platform for those who take it seriously. On Public, you can build a multi-asset portfolio of stocks, bonds, options, crypto, and now generated assets, which allow you to turn any idea into an investable index with AI. It all starts with your prompt, from renewable energy companies with high free cash flow to semiconductor suppliers growing revenue over 20% year over year. You can literally type any prompt and put the AI to work. It screens thousands of stocks, builds a one-of-a-kind index, and lets you backtest it against the S&P 500. Then you can invest in a few clicks. Generated assets are like EFTs with infinite possibilities, completely customizable and based on your thesis, not someone else's. Go to public.com/podcast and earn an uncapped 1% bonus when you transfer your portfolio. That's public.com/podcast. Paid for by Public Investing. Brokerage services by Open to the Public Investing, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services by Public Advisors, LLC. SEC Registered Advisor. Generated assets is an interactive analysis tool. Output is for informational purposes only and is not investment recommendation or advice. Complete disclosures available at public.com/disclosures.
Hey, this is U.S. Olympic gold medalist Tara Davis Woodhull.
And I'm U.S. Paralympic gold medalist Hunter Woodhull.
As athletes, our lives are about having a clear path.
And a team that you can absolutely trust.
So when it came to getting the best mortgage,
we chose PennyMac.
PennyMac is proud to be the official mortgage provider of Team USA and you.
Learn more at PennyMac.com. PennyMac Loan Services, LLC. Equal housing lender. NMLS ID 35953. Licensed by the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Conditions and restrictions may apply.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories. If you brought up installing a bidet toilet to Americans before COVID-19, they might have likely flushed the idea straight away. During the pandemic, every single bidet sold out at bidetking.com, and the business grew exponentially. Here to tell the story is Simon Whistler from the Today I Found Out YouTube channel and its sister, the Brain Food Show podcast. Let's take a listen.
I've got some hazelnut spread here. Oh, I got it on my face. No worries, I've got some toilet paper here. Let me just clean that right off. All right, it is totally cleaned off, so there's not going to be any distraction with hazelnut spread on my face because I wiped it off with toilet paper. I'm good to go. Oh, hang on. Wouldn't you believe it? I actually had to go to the sink and wash my face off with water. I don't get it because this should have worked. I mean, it's toilet paper.
A mini shower for your nether region. Bidets are a popular way worldwide to keep said regions tidy. And there are plenty of extremely inexpensive options for easily outfitting any standard toilet with one. So why has this popular bathroom fixture not caught on in the United States? Believed to have originated in France, the first bidets were simply a bowl of water over which, after relieving herself, a person would squat and then use a hand to splash and wipe away any messes that remained. Eventually, a short, narrow stool with a bowl inset was developed that could be sat astride for easier cleaning. As a person who is mounted on this contraption resembles one sitting on a small stout pony, a bidet in French, the name was soon adopted for the bathroom fixture. Christophe de Rozier is credited with inventing the bidet, although the first written record of one appears in a 1710 account of the Marquis d'Argenson, who noted that he had an audience with one Mademoiselle de Pré as she sat astride her bidet. In 1750, an upward sprayer powered by a hand pump was added, and thus bidet sarong, bidet with syringe, was born. The modern bidet that resembles a toilet was developed in the 19th century, and the very popular bidet seat came about in the 1960s with one of the most popular invented by an American, Arnold Cohen. In the 1980s, the modern seat was improved with the creation of the washlet, using remote-controlled wands that spout water jets and finish with a warm air dryer. The washlet is hugely popular, particularly in Japan. So why don't Americans use them? After all, if fecal matter got on just about anywhere else on your body, you wouldn't just wipe it off with toilet paper and call it good. Why should your derriere be any different? To begin with, there is the historical disdain that 18th century Britons had for the French aristocracy and its decadent and hedonistic lifestyle. As the early American colonists were heavily influenced by their British heritage, it is thought that this sentiment came with them to America too. Another theory notes that during World War II, the first and often only experience many Americans had with a bidet was when soldiers saw them in French brothels, which perpetuated the idea that bidets were somehow associated with immorality. A third theory, perhaps most plausible, looks to the classical process of bidetting. Unlike the use of a paper shield between hand and butt, traditionally with the bidet, though not so much anymore, the bare hand was used to splash, wipe, and generally clean both the junk and the trunk. As Americans traditionally have been extremely conservative about such things, the first toilet flushing didn't even show up in cinema until 1960 in the film Psycho, partially because of this, it is thought this may have influenced the rejection of the bidet as indoor plumbing became more and more common. The continued rejection today is then perhaps more about habit and tradition, rather than based on any rational idea, the classic "that's how we've always done it" line of thinking. Even for those that use them in America, the general notion of it being slightly uncouth to talk about one's bathroom hygienic practices also lends itself to not spreading the word about the drastically superior cleaning experience with bidets over toilet paper alone. So even for those who aren't nearly so prudish today, they simply stick with what they know, namely toilet paper. Of course, today there are a lot of compelling arguments as to why the switch should be made. For starters, it's dirt cheap, starting at around $25 for a basic model, and ridiculously easy to install toilet seat variety bidets, with the cost quickly being offset by the savings on toilet paper. You see, unsurprisingly, bidet use drastically reduces the need for toilet paper, of which, in North America alone, over 36 billion rolls are used each year. In addition, bidets, particularly those with heated seats, offer comfort and greater hygiene, as the jets ensure your tush is thoroughly cleaned, as opposed to the dingleberries and skid marks that can result from using only toilet paper. Third, using too much paper, or even just the thicker, high-end kinds, can lead to clogged toilets and sometimes clogged septic systems or clogged public sewer systems that require a lot of money to be spent to fix them. This is particularly the case when people use so-called flushable wipes for cleaning, which help create something known in the sewage industry as fatbergs that clog the pipes.
They may say flushable or septic safe, but consumer reports warns any type of wipe can wreak havoc because they don't break down like toilet paper does. JEA calls them fatbergs. That's where wipes bind with other materials like grease, which can lead to disasters like sanitary sewer overflows.
Fourth, older people, among others, often benefit from the bidet, as the sprayer reduces or eliminates the need for hand wiping, something that can become difficult to do for those with arthritis, or who, just due to advanced age, disability, or injury, are less mobile. Fifth, women who suffer from frequent urinary tract infections may benefit from washing with bidets, as opposed to only cleaning the area during the once-a-day shower. By washing away the specific pesky microbes responsible, there is less chance that someone will enter the urethra and cause problems. There are also significant cleaning benefits during menstruation via relatively inexpensive dual sprayer units that have a feminine hygiene setting.
The bidet is like a reverse toilet, right? Instead of the water going down, the water goes up.
It's coming up.
Is it an acquired taste?
The first time it's like, oh, that's pretty nice.
And a terrific job on the production and storytelling by our own Greg Hengler. And a special thanks to Simon Whistler from the Today I Found Out YouTube channel and its sister, The Brain Food Show. And we've been collaborating with Simon for some time. Visit his YouTube channel again, Today I Found Out. And boy, did we find out today, all right. And this has been a Greg Hengler passion since way back in the day. The story of America and the bidet here on Our American Stories. This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories. And all of our history stories are brought to us by our generous sponsors, including Hillsdale College, where students go to learn all the things that are beautiful in life and all the things that matter in life. If you can't get to Hillsdale, Hillsdale will come to you with their free and terrific online courses. Go to hillsdale.edu. That's hillsdale.edu.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables Bright-Eyed Berry or Up and Apple flavors.
Bright-Eyed Berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and Apple, your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.
Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz. We host the podcast Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, produced by Ruby Studio in partnership with Intuit QuickBooks.
We're back for season four to talk to some incredible small business owners.
The big thing about working in tech is that it's ever evolving, ever changing. Everyone's a rookie. That's how fast the industry is changing. So what I'm really excited about is to be part of that change.
So listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Venmo Stash, a taco in one hand and ordering a ride in the other means you're stacking cash back. Nice. Get up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash on your favorite brands when you pay with your Venmo debit card. From takeout to ride shares, entertainment and more, pick a bundle with your go-tos and start earning cash back at those brands. Earn more cash when you do more with Stash. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.